You're listening to the Northern Soul Podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara. Now, we've got loads for you this podcast. Do you know it's podcast number 13? Can you believe it? We've done well, haven't we? I think we've done really well. We've had all sorts, haven't we? We've had the Minx Band, we've had Everything, interviews with all sorts of great musicians and people from the industry. What have I got for you today? Well, I've got some Maccabees, I've got The Do, a Scandinavian band, but more importantly, I've got a great interview from folk singer Rachel Somani, who I caught up with a few weeks ago. Now, she is not just an amazing singer and musician, I should say, really, musician and singer. She is also a lovely, lovely lady, and she's quite young. She's only 22, really, and she's been going since about 2010. She's from Scotland. Let me tell you some bits and pieces about her. First album released in 2012. It was called Black Currants. She reckons her influences are Eva Cassidy, Van Morrison, Bob Dylan, and Joni Mitchell. And she'll be telling us all about jamming with Mumford & Son. The Mumford & Son, you know, not the fake Mumford & Son. The Mumford & Son. And not just jamming with them, jamming on a beach with them. You know, because that sort of thing happens to us all the time, doesn't it? Us mere mortals. Anyway, let's kick off with the first song, and it's a Scandinavian band, The Do, and this song's called On My Shoulders.
Why would you? staring at the same moon across the moon.
Bon Iver there, Skinny Love. Now, Bon Iver are a brilliant band too, aren't they? I saw them live again at Latitude, I think, one year, and they did not disappoint. They've had a break, of course, haven't they? They've not been around for a while since winning the Grammy Award for, was it the best band they won? Best new artist they won in 2012, and then they kind of went a bit quiet, didn't they? Had a little bit of a break. Well, I've got a bit of a factoid for you. You're not listening to Radio 2, don't worry, don't switch off. Factoids in the afternoon with Steve Wright. That is not what this is. However, I have got a little fact for you, probably one that you know, actually. So if you do, don't let me know because it'll just upset me. But their name comes from Bon Iver, of course, the French word for good winter. Ah, there you go. Yeah, bilingual. That's another string to my bow. So, yeah, of course, Bon Iver, from Wisconsin they are. And actually, they recorded one of their albums in a little cabin in Wisconsin. And I went travelling to America, and I never went to Wisconsin, but I met someone from Wisconsin, and he kind of described it as this wilderness. So I've got this idea of these guys in a cabin in the wilderness, just sort of rocking out on their guitars, I guess. Anyway, before that, I did play you Scandinavian band The Do with On My Shoulders. The Do spelled, as you would expect, D-O. So don't be confused there if you're looking that one up. I'll tell you what, should we hear from Rachel Somani? I caught up with her at the Met in Bury, which is a fantastic little venue. If you've not been before, I strongly recommend that you check this place out. She was actually playing in the little studio, and it was such a lovely, intimate gig, and we were kind of all sat around on tables, and of course you can take in a drink if you want. It's all very, very lovely, and of course her beautiful voice just really lent itself to such a little space. Although she did say she'd been playing, and you'll hear her tell us this, in fact, that she'd been playing at a much bigger venue the night before, with ceilings as high as cathedrals. Anyway, without further ado, I'll stop rambling on. Let's find out what Rachel has to say about things so far.
Well, it began in school, or during school time. Yeah, it was just into music and things like that, as there are many in it's an attractive class. And played the guitar and many other instruments from a young age, guitar from about 14, and was all, and sort of began writing songs from there as well. And then left school after, you know, entering Battle of the Bands and things like that. And at 17, I went down to Glasgow and met a bunch of people. A lot of them were studying music in Glasgow, one of which was Jen. And met lots of people, and a load of those people ended up recording the album with me. It would have been about 2 years later. And those songs would have been written, like, the songs sort of span from, like, 15, 16 to the time that they were recorded, which was possibly about, I was 19, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, and then it was released, and over those years, more and more, sort of, it's just been getting busier and busier, and there's been more touring, and obviously with the album, previous to the album, there was a bunch of touring, but it got busy, and it's been busy since then, just constantly touring.
So, did you go to the music college? You say you met lots of people. Did you actually go to it?
No, I was like an honorary student. I hung around and I practiced with a bunch of people, and I found people to like attempt recordings with and things like that, and just basically established, tried to immerse myself, and did lots of like open mic nights and emailed as many venues as that I knew about, bars and things like that, and most of the time you didn't hear back from them until a year in, sort of thing, and when you'd already started to like roll your own ball just through like lots of fateful chances and things like that.
Has it been easy or a struggle or in between?
Yeah, a little bit in between, because it's sort of hard to gauge. There's loads of elements that will always remain the struggle, which is the sort of, you know, the typical artist thing where you're either the victim because you're not able to make enough money from what you do, or you're doing lots of it and you've not got enough time and space to be creative. So you just got to ignore those sort of struggles, and loads of different interesting things come up to make life interesting. But I guess that's what's and challenging, but that's why I think definitely the songs and things like that, they always benefit from challenges, because you need to, I find definitely the harder the times or the more complicated, the more material there is, I guess, in your head that you've got to sort through for your own sanity's sake.
Talking about touring then, how do you find touring? Do you find it a struggle? Do you enjoy it?
Again, it sort of in between, it depends. When I'm this past year, the year previous, 2013, was a really lovely, lovely year, full of there was lots of touring, but it felt like there was time in that touring to really experience the places and stuff like that. And you just learn to sort of wield the time a little bit better the more you do it, and I've been doing it for about 3 years.
Am I right in thinking you've been to Australia and places like that?
We went to Australia over Christmas and New Year, just so that was a first. And another first last year was Canada, which hopefully both those places become more frequent occurrences, because they were both really, really great experiences. The people were really appreciative, and I guess you're always looking for that sort of audience that are willing to, that are generous and able to look after you for, you know, specific amounts of time where you don't feel like you're... Definitely the UK is a hard place to tour. I'd say that's possibly the hardest place to tour, because there's a lot of... It's a lot of fun, but it's definitely... There's less of the looking after. You've got to sort of keep care of yourself, which is a bit harder on the road.
Funny thing, leaving, you wish I could stay. Funny thing is I never leave, even when I'm far away. Strange thought I got on hearing you say. Strange thought is I'm not beside you every day. Good choice this voice, now I feel okay. Good choice to call you, now everything is okay. Now everything is okay, now everything is okay. Now everything is okay. Funny thing, leaving, you wish I Funny thing is I never leave, even when I'm far away. Strange thought I got on hearing you say. Strange thought is I'm not beside you every day. Good choice, this voice, now I feel okay. Good choice to call you, now everything is okay. Now everything is okay, now everything is okay. Now everything is okay.
I played a bit of Rachel Simoni there, Everything Is Okay, and I then played you a bit of Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. And it's no coincidence that I've put those two together, because Rachel told me she's a little bit influenced by Joni, or she certainly listened to those songs as a child because her mum used to play them. And I think there's a real similarity to their sound, and as I'm a big fan of Joni, I just wondered if you thought the same thing, really. So I thought if I put them next to each other, you can kind of have a little listen and see whether you think I'm crackers or or whether or not you actually agree with me. Anyway, you're listening to the Northern Soul Podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara. Now, of course, we've been championing lots of new bands, and some of our listeners to this podcast have been telling us about new bands they quite like to hear interviewed. One, of course, being Bird to Beast, who I've been in contact with. Hopefully we'll get them on the show soon. So if you have any bands that you'd like to hear more from, that you think could really benefit from an interview and should be brought into the spotlight a bit more, then please do tweet me, and I'll do my very, very best to get them on the show. So coming up, we've got Imagine Dragons and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. But I'll tell you what, let's hear a bit more from Rachel, shall we? Rachel Somani.
So gigs, lots of gigging. And through that, there's been hard times where you're like, you've ended up draining yourself. But I have always come back from doing lots of gigs, and I've been a little bit better and tighter, and my voice has sort of deepened. And I think I'm a total monk to the lungs, I like to call it. And I love the exploration of breathing and things like that. And so I think being healthy is pretty important.
Difficult to do sometimes on tour, I guess.
Well, maybe I've just found a good balance. I guess there's lots of temptations on the road, but there's lots of temptations at home. So it doesn't really make much difference. I think sleep is the hardest thing to get. And you just have to deal with that in different ways. And I guess the way I deal with it is I like yoga. So I like to just stretch about and stuff like that. Any form of like finding a way to exert the body, but in a sort of re-energizing way, and a couple runs here and there sort of just keep your energy levels up, and then just being aware of your breath and stuff like that. And that's really nice to be, because then when you go on the stage you can be nice and calm as well, and try and have the calm infiltrate kind of into the gig, which I really like to do.
Now, you just pointed out Kate Rusby there.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other sort of musicians you're championing, if you like?
Well, we would listen to her when we were like, I remember listening to her when we would be doing holidays across the West Coast in our car with the family. So she's one of those people who you would have in the car playing. And some similar people would have been during that time, which I think is possibly like the most interestingly influential time, would have been like Fairport Convention, and there was Karine Polwart, who's an amazing singer from Scotland, like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, all those sort of people. Oh, and Simon and Garfunkel were played a lot in the car when we were younger. So those sort of things were influences possibly from parents, although I wouldn't say they're like major music lovers. Mum really likes her reggae, so we had lots of like Young, Gifted and Black CDs on all the time, and Dad likes his Pink Floyd and things like that, so there was a range of different things. It was just whatever took our fancy, really. And nowadays, I still love Karine Polwart. I think Kate Rusby is wonderful. I think all those people that I've previously mentioned are still wonderful, but your world expands, and being in music, you are exposed somewhat, even more so than most. But also, we were having a good discussion yesterday about what it would be like to hear something from the ears of someone who isn't a musician, because it does change you think differently when you're listening to it. It's quite hard to disconnect.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Welcome to the new age. Welcome to the new age. To the I seen better days dripping down your face. We don't have to talk, let's dance. For the times you felt alone, dreaming better, I see better, better days. Too young to say goodbye. Now that's some cliche shit.
BAFTA goes to Cate Blanchett.
Thank you, BAFTA. I was sitting in row G, so I thought that was a sign that I wouldn't be getting up here tonight. But I would like to dedicate this to an actor who has been a continual, profound touchstone for me, a monumental presence who is now so sadly in absence, the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman.
So we've had the BAFTAs. this time last week, and Kate Blanchett there, winning Best Actress for Blue Jasmine. Now, other winners were Best Director Alfonso Cuarón. He won that for Gravity. And Chiwetel Ejiofor won Best Actor for 12 Years a Slave. I've heard loads and loads of good things about that film. I haven't seen it, but it's got some great names in it. And the director of that, obviously, Steve McQueen, said that, you know, it isn't just about slavery all those years ago. It's about the fact that there are people in slavery nowadays in this country, which is something to think about, really, isn't it? Anyway, one to go and see. Also, another film that won for me, something that I've seen and I absolutely loved, was Philomena. And that won Best Adapted Screenplay. So Steve Coogan and Jeff Pope won that. And superb film, absolutely superb. It follows, your Dame Judi Dench plays Philomena, whose son was taken from her in the 60s, I think, and taken away to America or Australia. And she never saw him again. And obviously she was a young unmarried mum, and that's what happens sometimes in those days. Anyway, it's her struggle to trace him, and Steve Coogan, his character, helps her. And it's a really poignant tale. And again, well worth a see. I think we've had some great films out. So I guess all those BAFTAs give us a clue as to what might win at the Oscars soon. And the Oscars are in about 2 weeks, I think. So anyway, I tell you what, we've got one more little instalment from Rachel Somani, the wonderful folk singer who is just one to watch and really going places. So let's hear from her.
I'm listening to lots of instrumental things and a minimal, nice, just classical, minimal things.
Very relaxing.
Yeah, a bit of... relaxing and a bit melancholy as well. I'm always fond of the melancholy.
Do you think that'll have an influence on your future music?
I don't know. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Like, already we have a new EP out that came out this Monday, and that you can hear is different to the album, because the album was... There's about 10 of us and many instruments, many textures. And this time around, Jen and I were sort of the focal point in the... Jen, piano player, were the focal point in the recording. We just went... We went to New York, of all places, and we recorded with a producer from Birmingham, but he's lived in America for a long time.
Who was that?
Alex Newport. He's really great, and he's done stuff with, like, a lot of more rocky kind of people, Bloc Party and Frank Turner and At the Drive-In and people like that, but Preconceptions, you know, you might think it wouldn't work then for me to go and work with him, but actually it was really great, and we just kept things minimal, I guess, more so. Just really instrumentation wise it was just guitar, voice, piano, bass and drums, if anything. And so it was kept simple, but it allows space for a few more complexities and for the song to sort of just say what it needs to say.
Well, it sounds really interesting. And
yeah.
And it must be very interesting working with someone who's perhaps got that experience in that area.
Yeah.
To then work on this sort of music.
Yeah, and I mean, he's worked with a boy called City in Colour from Canada, who is also sort of that kind of music in terms of it's not rock, it's definitely not rock. So he's got lots of strings to his bow. He's just better known for the rock. I love playing in Bury. I've played here many times in that same wee space, and that's lovely. And last night though, we played in the Kelvin Grove Gallery in Glasgow, which is it's basically a museum, and the ceiling is higher than most cathedrals I've been in. Yeah, it's a rare occurrence, but if things like that we're coming across more often, you'd obviously be, I'd be very happy. So, you know, nicer venues, I think, that as you do it more and more, you come to know where is good to play, where people will come and see you, and where your sound works, sort of thing, and where the room and you kind of get on. So, yeah, I guess I'd like to be in a position where I'm able to better cherry pick places that you're playing, because it does make a better experience for everybody anyway. Continue sort of travelling and meeting people and things like that, but also have that sense of time and space and a nest of sorts sometime in the future. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for chatting to me.
Pleasure.
It's been lovely.
Great. That was easy peasy.
Well, that's it for the Northern Soul podcast number 13. So this week you've had Rachel Somani. Next week you're going to have the wonderful James Holt. He's a singer-songwriter from Manchester. He recently appeared on Manchester's BBC Introducing. He is fantastic. So we'll have him for you next week talking to us about his journey so far in the music business and where he hopes to go. There we go. So look forward to that next week. You've been amazing. Thank you for being with me. See you next week.